You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This just in, Perfection Auto Works drops the labor rates to combat inflation.
Hey, it's a bird! It's a plane!
No, it's Inflation Reduction Man.
I was shaving this morning and saw a flash in the mirror. Just got the call back from Perfection Auto Works that my AC is fixed and ready. And my bill was incredibly discounted. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man.
I was looking up in the sky and saw this flash. When I picked up my car for repairs at Perfection Auto Works, my bill was way less than was estimated. Thanks, Inflation Reduction Man.
When you need to combat inflation on your car or truck, let Perfection Auto Works be your inflation-busting headquarters with our new 15% off on all repairs. Let Perfection be your Inflation Reduction Man. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We broadcast today's February 4th edition. With me is Drew Heaton, who is the chair of the Pima County Democratic Libertarian Party.
Pima County Libertarian Party.
Aloha, John.
Yes. Anyway, Drew, it's welcome to the show. I'm so glad
you could
join us again. Of course, Scott Stewart is here, spokesman for the Libertarian Party, and I'm glad to have both of you. We'll be talking with Dr. Stephen Zunis, University of San Francisco, about the Ukraine situation as Russians make another push into the Ukraine. How dangerous is this latest winter offensive? And then we'll talk a little bit about Iran as well. Let's talk now with, obviously, Scott Stewart, who is the spokesperson for the Libertarian Party. Welcome. Glad you're here. Let's give an update here and really an outlook on 2023.
Okay. Well, we just had our Pima County LP organizing convention, and Drew and her core officers were reelected, with the exception of one. I am no longer treasurer. The person who had been my assistant for the last year or so replaced me at my request, so that I could assist Drew in other ways, as, you know, spokesman on shows like this and special projects, basically being a utility infielder. And, you know, our major focus is presenting our case on individual rights, body autonomy, freedom of choice, right to defend yourself to our city, county, state, and federal officials, as well as to the general public. Election integrity is important to us. The Tucson mayor and city council elections are an opportunity to get both our message out and explore ways that we can help plug some of the holes in our elections. And you know, we want to continue to grow and improve our infrastructure. One big thing coming up for 2023 is, you know, when Drew first came on, we had like 12 precinct committeemen, and now we've got 30. And going forward, I think we're targeting like having 100 or more by the end of the year. And we want more projects that can be run without the chair's direct involvement every single day. So part of my role is developing people who can manage projects. But, you know, 2 years ago, you know, we were barely able to get a meeting notice out shortly before the meeting. Now we have we have things announced 3 months in advance, speakers lined up, you know, where's it going to be, what day is it going to be, who's it going to be, and we do something every Thursday. We moved our meetings to Thursdays to accommodate being able to speak at various government bodies, because the city and the county have events on Tuesdays that interfere with our meetings. So the first Thursday is a business meeting. The second Thursday is a projects support meeting. The third Thursday is a public outreach meeting. And on February 16th, our guest speaker is Taylor Davidson, director of the Bastier Society of Tucson. He's going to talk about the Constitution, presidential systems versus parliamentary systems. Our fourth Thursday is movie night, what we call popcorn, porcupines, and propaganda. Porcupine is the symbol of the Libertarian Party.
I noticed you put popcorn first.
I did put popcorn first.
He's actually a super popcorn fan.
I really like popcorn.
I say it the other way around, but like,
is it supposed to be porcupines?
It is, but you know, that, I get it. That's your main motivation for being there, Scott.
Yes, it is. The movie on the 23rd is Selective Hearing. How was the case for vaccine mandates built? And a big event that Drew is putting together is an informed consent summit. And Drew, why don't you talk to us about that if we have a few minutes?
Sure. Go ahead, John. Did you have a question for me?
No, that sounds exciting. So talk about that.
Well, it's another hat that I put on, and people often say, I just got asked just yesterday, someone didn't recognize me if I wasn't wearing my hat.
Yeah, sure.
So this just happens to be a different hat that I wear. It's the Health and Human Rights Summit for an organization called Humans for Humanity Coalition. You can find information about us at TucsonSummit.org. But it's an informed consent conference. This is going to be our fourth annual one, and it will be held March the 10th through the 11th. And that's a Friday and a Saturday. Speakers from 8 to 5. We have a very special legislative invitation that will go out to every elected and appointed official here in Pima County, that they are welcome to attend the conference for free. There will be a special legislative debriefing, or briefing, I should say, on Friday during the lunch hour, which would be basically 12 to 1:30. So we really are reaching out. And this is in addition to not wearing my libertarian hat, but wearing my director for Humans for Humanity Coalition.
Let's talk about how that particular gathering can be related to the lives of everyone. It has not been talked about, nor little said about. Has it? I mean, you'd
no,
have to say
it really has. Well, you know, there have been people like me who have been talking about this for quite some time, even
right.
10 years.
Yeah.
Our mission is to awaken individuals to the health and human rights crisis of our day. When I said that 4 and 5 years ago, people just thought, well, what crisis are you talking about, Drew? And I saw the coming concern, what has been built to what we're experiencing today. So we are the keepers of natural life and defend human free will absent psychological manipulation or control. So we believe that there is a health and human rights crisis today. We want to maintain our ability for body autonomy. And it's one of the reasons why the Libertarian Party, from our very first one in 2020, even though I was brand new to the party, Scott saw what I was doing, and the Libertarian Party has supported me ever since.
Wow. This should be a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And again, how can people join in this, in the effort?
Well, they can go to TucsonSummit.org.
Right, okay.
I have to be honest. It's not the... Our website will be updated with further speakers on Monday. There's like a list of them, but you can also find us on Spotify. And if you go to Odyssey and just search the Humans for Humanity Coalition or Health and Human Rights Summit, we come up and you can see past speakers. Not all of them are there. We're working frantically to get... We have a lot of great information that we just need to get out to people. So this is helping us to do that. Thank you, John.
Chair of the Pima County Libertarian Party, Drew Heaton. By the way, Scott, this last year was a year of growth for the Libertarian Party. First, now you have a headquarters. I mean, a place where actually you can meet.
Yes.
That doesn't change every week.
Yes. So
a lot of people said they keep changing it because they don't want me to find it. So, every time I find it, they move. So, this is like, you know, my parents going on vacation and, you know, not telling the children where they went. You know?
So. Well, when you're living out of the back of your car and then you're moving all the time. So, yeah, the headquarters was.
So, there's sustainability to the Libertarian Party in 2023 that didn't exist last year, I think.
I'm sorry, repeat the question?
There's a stability now.
Stability, this, yes.
Yeah, within the Libertarian Party that didn't exist before last year.
Yeah, we were pretty weak for quite a while. And, you know, it really takes someone with a lot of energy and a major focus area to come in to get things done. And Drew came in with that. And frankly, I was skeptical on the health and human rights stuff. But, you know, it didn't take long looking at it to realize this was, A, right in our wheelhouse, and, B, a really significant concern. You know, remember when Eisenhower left the White House, he warned us about two things, the military-industrial complex and the cognitive elite basically taking over all of our research institutions and federal funding taking over almost all research in universities where science, what we call science, is now so federally directed that it's a concern. I think the military-industrial complex is actually pretty much of a piker compared to the pharma food industrial complex.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. We want to take a break here, but I want you to come back, and there's going to be a Libertarian Party for the city council. It's a city council election year, as it is a year to re-elect or to elect somebody new as mayor of Tucson. But a Libertarian on the ballot in 2023, that's a big deal. We'll take a break and come back and talk about that as well as other things for 2023 from the Libertarian Party. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back after these messages.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Ackerley Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Scott Stewart's with us. He's a spokesman for the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Drew Heaton is with us. She is the chair of the Pima County Libertarian Party. Both of them talking about the Libertarian Party 2023. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, let's see. One of the things we talked about is we will likely have a candidate for city council. She has not announced yet, so we're not going to announce for her, but we will have at least one candidate on the ballot next year.
Why has it been a problem and a great challenge?
You know, at the state level and county level, it's very hard because the state legislature, changed the rules so that we have to collect a lot more signatures than we used to. The city hasn't done that yet, so we can, have a reasonable number of signatures to get on the ballot. And some would argue maybe it's even a little bit too easy, but, it's so much easier than it is at the state level. So we will have at least one candidate.
Looking for more.
Yeah, looking for more. And we will emphasize the usual things that we want people to do, which is think for themselves, do your own research, resist mandates, own your own body, mm-hmm. Make your own choices about your body, and continue to sound the alarm when government and corporate interests align.
I think, having been the chair for the last couple of years, something that I didn't expect but makes complete sense is because people will ask all the time, well, why don't we have libertarian candidates on the ballot? And I realize it's because libertarians have no interest in actually ruling over other people and their lives. And so they want to stay away from those positions in power and government, etc. But I ask them... And so I'm asking my libertarians out there to change their mindset on that and realize that what we do need is we do need protectorates. And so we need people to run for office and stand in those positions of power to guard the rights of everyone. And see, the libertarian position is one that it's an art of, yes, it's not simply individual rights, but it's also defending the rights of those that you disagree with. And that's what I feel like our community is lacking, this sense of compassion and healing. It used to be that every 4 years or so, once that national candidate for president would come out, we'd get ourselves all upset and fight on that sort of level. But then life would settle down in our community and we would interact with our neighbors. Well, that hostility has now seeped its way down into our neighborhoods. And what I'm seeking is for us to have a community, neighborhoods of more peace and compassion. We are the party of peace. And I think that begins by saying, I disagree with you, but I can live peaceably with you. So that's really what I'm asking for other libertarians to do, is to run for office and to stand in those positions, not because we have any desire to run anyone else's life, but because if it's not us, who will defend the rights of those with whom we disagree?
Well said. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Drew is such a hard act to follow because she has been an incredible chair, and I'm glad that we've got her for a couple more years. And, so our ask is basically be engaged. If you're concerned about the direction of the country toward larger government and corporate control over our lives, join us. If you're a Democrat or a Republican concerned with individual rights and freedom, and you can stand to stay there, then stay there, but be more engaged. Become a precinct committeeman, be on the front lines, be among the first people the candidates go to for help and who listen to. If you're a centrist independent, I'm sorry, but please engage with a political party of your choice. Do not allow the center to be forgotten. And we want to work with anyone who wants to further individual rights and individual responsibility. If you need to reach us, PimaLP.org, or check us out on Facebook, Pima County Libertarian Party.
Before I forget, we had the largest participation with libertarians in our elections this last year. Even the chair for the Elections Integrity Commission gave a shout out to us at their last meeting. So let's just keep growing that.
And you are growing, and that's an important thing. But I think another important thing is that Republicans and Democrats listen to libertarians, because there's not really There is a great deal that they could learn from the Libertarian Party.
Oh, we take the positions before they do.
you do indeed. And I think, you know, if the major parties were to adopt, some of the basic philosophies, and they already do in some respects, of the Libertarian Party, we'd be a much greater nation.
And that would be a
much more peaceful nation, too, for that matter.
And they used to. And, you know, in many ways they meant it. But over the years, they have, you know, drifted away from that and toward more centralized control.
So, as an introduction to the Libertarian Party, what would you suggest for somebody listening? Say, well, I might just take a look at those people. Go to a meeting, perhaps.
Absolutely.
All right, and the next meeting would be?
The next outreach meeting is on
the 16th.
Yes.
Of February?
Yes, mm-hmm. And we'll have a great guest speaker. Our address for that meeting is 5546 East 4th Street. You can look that up on our website, pimalp.org. And the meeting starts at...
The presentation starts at 7, but people generally are there when the door opens at 6:30 because there's a mix and mingle and, you know, contrary to popular belief,
and
pretty
some
fun
remarkable
people.
Speakers. you have some remarkable speakers lined up for some of your meetings this year. People should get to know those. They can go online and find out who these people are and why they might want to listen to what they have to say. Got about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Please reach out to us and give us your email, because once you get on that email, you'll see what we're doing 3 months in advance.
All right. And so the 16th of February would be a good opportunity for somebody who's listening to say, well, you know, I'll take a look at those Libertarian people.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
They look pretty good from here.
Yep.
Thanks. Thanks to both
of you.
Thank you,
John.
Appreciate it very, very much, Drew Heaton. And thank you, Scott Stewart. This has been the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Thanks so much for listening. 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Back with Dr. Stephen Zunis, University of San Francisco, the Ukraine, another winter offensive from the Russians and the destruction of the Ukraine. How far will it go, and when will it ever end?
Every day in auto repair shops across America, the war rages on.
I'm just getting my brakes fixed. You said it'd be an hour. I've been here 2 days.
I just came for a tune-up. I want to go home. I miss my kids. I even miss my husband.
I've read every magazine in the lobby 15 times, and all I want is an oil change. What's taking so long?
I want my car. I need to be in Pittsburgh a week from Wednesday.
Don't let your auto repair experience be your longest day. Call 323-8650. From a tune-up to a free 26-point inspection, Perfection Auto Works can make your car repairs fast, informative, and guaranteed. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Stephen Zunis is an American international relations scholar specializing in Middle Eastern politics, U.S. foreign policy, and strategic nonviolent action. He's one of the most respected observers of Middle East politics in the world. He's been on our radio show for the last almost 25 years. Dr. Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco. Doctor, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
Good to be with you again.
All right, let's talk about the Ukraine. Russia apparently making a new attack in the southeastern portion of the Ukraine. How long can this go on, and will the West be tired of it to the point that they will allow the Russians to be even more successful than they have been? What's the immediate future and the long future in your mind, Doctor?
It's hard to say. I mean, this is looking just terrible on the humanitarian grounds alone. I mean, this is going to sound like it's looking like it's going to be one of these just long, drawn out kind of trench warfare things like World War One, you know, with the casualties mounting higher, not just on the battlefield, but in Ukrainian cities that are subjected to these missile attacks. You know, there is hope that the new, more sophisticated weaponry coming from the West might be able to turn the battle more decisively in Ukraine's favor. But it's hard to say, especially given the ruthlessness of the Russians and the refusal of Putin to recognize that they will ultimately, I believe, be unsuccessful. In terms of Western support, it seems to be holding pretty strong. Putin's hope that it would divide NATO hasn't come to fruition. We find that in Washington, you have, you know, with a few exceptions on the far left and far right, there seems to be a fair amount of unity in terms of continuing U.S. support for the Ukrainian war effort. We see this in Europe as well. But my God, the casualty rates on both sides are extraordinarily high, and will likely only continue to be so for the foreseeable future.
They even talk about 200,000 Russian casualties in this war. Is there a point in which the Russian populace would say, wait a minute, let's take another look at this, or not?
Well, we're starting to see signs of it. I mean, a lot of young Russians are voting with their feet in terms of leaving the country. And this is going to have an impact because often these are the young techies and entrepreneurs. You know, the future of the Russian economy is becoming actually something of a brain drain. And the costs, both in human lives and in economically, especially when you combine it with all the sanctions, you know, coming down, is certainly taking its toll. Given Russian history, you know, how they've been invaded, you know, over his history, you know, with the Napoleon and the Kaiser and Hitler, you know, Putin and his henchmen in the Kremlin have done a fairly good job of convincing a lot of Russians that this is somehow a fight in self-defense, that Ukraine has been taken over by fascists. This is NATO's war on Russia and all this kind of thing. And, you know, given that history and given that paranoia and solidarity and the like, that, you know, we are yet to see a major movement that could stop the war or topple Putin.
One of the more bizarre aspects of the war just revealed recently is, of course, the Turkish involvement. You have all kinds of supplies coming, generators and rubber and vehicles from Turkey. Turkey's a member of NATO. Does that strike us as bizarre in their support of a Russian effort?
Look, Erdogan, the increasingly authoritarian president of Turkey, you know, has been playing this delicate balance. I mean, they and the Russians have had conflicts over Syria and other issues over the years, but you know, he does seem to be taking advantage of a strategic strategic position, you know, geographically, to curry favor with the Russians. But meanwhile, his refusal to allow Sweden into NATO, because they, being a democracy that believes in civil liberties, have allowed you know, dissidents, especially those of Kurdish origin, to protest against the Turkish government, their oppression of the Kurdish people, and other aspects. And that's obviously, you know, brought in quite a bit of disappointment and anger among NATO members as well. But, you know, Turkey is a middle power. I mean, they're not insignificant in terms of their own, you know, economic and military and a political clout. So it's not something that the United States or NATO could really do much about at this point. Yes, it is a serious concern and very disappointing for those who had hoped that Turkey would, you know, play a more responsible role in this situation.
We're talking with Dr. Stephen Zunis at the University of San Francisco. Ukrainian and Western officials, doctor, have for weeks been warning of a major Russian offensive to coincide with the war's one-year anniversary later this month. Package of military aim is aimed in part at countering the Russian attacks to regain the initiative in the war. How successful can they be? We're talking about a few tanks from Germany, a few tanks from the United States. Does not strike me as a major effort, but significant perhaps in the mobilization of the Ukrainian army. What is enough and what is too little? And where do either one of those take us, if you will, doctor?
It's just really hard. I mean, part of the caution on the part of the Biden administration in Western countries is that they don't want to, you know, feed the Russian narrative that this is an attack on Russia itself. Russia is a nuclear power. I mean, we are always playing with that very real risk of a nuclear war. There's that balance between, you know, standing up for principle in terms of countering, you know, such aggression, and also, you know, realizing that we live in a complex world, and that you know, Russia with its vast nuclear arsenal is something we have to think about. And you know, some critics would point out, of course, that the United States has formally recognized Israeli and Moroccan annexations of territories seized by military force. So it's not like it's unprecedented for a country to unilaterally change international boundaries and take over a territory. But it's a real balancing act of you know, and trying to provide the Ukrainians what they need to defend themselves against aggression, but at the same time, you know, to not provoke Russia to go to that ultimate step. My sense is that the additional equipment will be useful in preventing Russia from a major counteroffensive. Indeed, we found on both sides that they've been pretty good at defending territory they control. I mean, offensive military operations can be extremely costly and very, very difficult. While I think these additional arms and, of course, the tenacity and determination of the Ukrainians themselves will prevent the Russians from a successful counteroffensive and seizing more Russian territories, it's not necessarily going to be possible for Ukraine to liberate the territory that's already been occupied. And if they do, it will probably be at a tremendous humanitarian and economic cost.
In many conversations that we've had about the Ukraine, in fact, earlier conversations last year, you had said that Putin can't win this war. Have you changed your mind in this respect? Is there a fatigue building in among the allies of the Ukrainians that would jeopardize the end of this war?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the very fact that the Ukrainians have fought so hard, they have sacrificed so much. I mean, you know, there's the Ukrainian national identity has finally emerged. I mean, there was some ambivalence in certain ways about this country that had been essentially part of the Russian Empire and later the Soviet Union for 350 years. It had only become independent in 1991. Of course, when there's nothing to get people to rally around the flag and appreciate their identity than to be a victim of foreign aggression. And so I think the real key is that the Ukrainians are willing to sacrifice to the degree they have to preserve their homeland. And I think as long as the Ukrainians are willing to keep fighting, I think there will be democratic nations around the world that will be determined to support them. I think so the question is not that the world will allow Ukraine to lose, but I think there may be some questions about how much sacrifice and lives and treasure and risk of escalation would it be for Ukraine to liberate 100% of their territory? And that I think that might be the question, but that would still be far short of a Russian victory, particularly given that the original goal was to take over Ukraine altogether.
What do you think a particular geographical picture would emerge if there was a settlement on the part of the Ukrainians in perhaps the end of this year or perhaps the beginning of next year? What would that look like to you?
I mean, theoretically, it could be that the parts of the eastern Ukraine and maybe Crimea would be legally reincorporated into Ukraine, but with a large degree of autonomy. But I don't think the Ukrainians are going to accept that. I think they're going to. The more the repression, the more the casualties amount, the more determined they are to fight to the bitter end.
Well, Dr. Zunas, it's always good to talk with you. You're back east at a conference. Can you just give me a very quick 30-second profile of what you're involved in at the moment, please?
Well, I'm going to be at the U.S. Institute of Peace, which is a congressionally founded entity that works on conflict resolution and around the world, and I'm going to be with some people talking about Western Sahara, the territory that Morocco invaded and annexed several decades ago. The people there are still struggling for their freedom, and looking at various options for peaceful resolution of that conflict.
Well, there's never a dull moment in your life, Doctor, at all. Amazing. Thank you so much for your conversation today. It's always good to talk with you. Always take notes, and hopefully I can pass the midterm test when it comes up. And good to talk to you again. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for sharing part of yours with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Good. Dr. Stephen Zunis at the University of San Francisco. 25 years of contributions to our show. A look at the Middle East from many different viewpoints. Dr. Stephen Zunis, thank you. From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. We'll take a look at the Democratic Party and the Democrats of Greater Tucson with Joe D. following these messages.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Hi, I'm Joe D., president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, with a warm invitation to join our group. We stand for the democratic values of diversity, inclusion, and empowerment. We offer timely weekly programs with speakers from politics and government. We offer a monthly happy hour. All this for only $20 a year. Just search the Democrats of Greater Tucson and join today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, the following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Joe D., president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, joins us now. Joe D., welcome to the show. A busy, busy week and a busy month for the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Fill us up and tell us what's going on.
Absolutely, John. I had the opportunity today to drive out to Oro Valley and Sun City, and they have a very vibrant group of Democrats out there. They might be listening in. And we had wonderful conversations about what the key issues are, how they can get more information, who can help them advocate issues like reproductive rights. It was just a wonderful afternoon to be with them.
That's great. Democrats of Greater Tucson meets online every Monday. Let's talk about what's coming up in February, please.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great speaker coming up on February 6th, on Monday. Benny White is perhaps best known to all of us as a real check on the election deniers in his own Republican Party in recent years. He has expert analysis of Arizona's cast vote records. Benny is an elections expert with many years of in-depth, firsthand experience designing and implementing election systems with the Pima County Election Integrity Commission. We think this might be the first time we're actually going to be featuring a Republican, and he's the right Republican to be with us on Monday to even understand more the issues of voter suppression, election denial. And we're really looking forward to seeing.
You know, one thing, Joe D., the people may not know about Benny White. He was a combat pilot in Vietnam, had many, many missions and saved a lot of lives, a Marine pilot with a fighter jet in Vietnam. And he also, for over 30 years, was in the cockpit of some of the largest planes in the world for Delta Airlines. I don't think there was an international airport he didn't land in. He was also a inspector and literally an advisor to those who investigated air crashes around the world. And he was sent to some of the more celebrated and tragic air crashes in the world to try to figure out what had happened in those tragedies. But he's an amazing guy. He really is. Your audience is going to love him about his involvement in election deniers and how he feels about them. But also, he's just a remarkable American. Glad you're going to have him on the air with you.
Oh, great, John. Thanks for filling out the resume. He sounds like a real special guy, and we're really looking forward to it. We do have another happy hour, Democrats Drinking Democratically, and that's going to be at Brother John's, and it's going to be on Wednesday the 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. We might have some special door prizes for folks that come for the first time, and if you need to connect with friends and Democrats, that's a great place to be, the Democrats Drinking Democratically.
You know, this is a somewhat of an off year. There's a city council elections, of course, in Tucson. We had the midterms of last year, and of course, a year from now, we'll be all talking about the presidential elections of 2024. You know, the one thing you've taught me as I've listened to you and tried to understand the great success you've had with the Democrats of Greater Tucson, it is the foundation that is laid within the Democratic Party that makes it successful in Southern Arizona. And that's everything from working with precinct committee people in almost every neighborhood within the community, but also the foundation of really what the Democratic Party is all about, of just one ability to communicate with people in your neighborhood and the entire community, and to keep in touch with what one person's doing as well as what you're doing. And it all comes together in a very successful effort in the midterms of 2022. So that's really the foundation you're laying for 2024 is in 2023. And that's a lot of what you're involved in now.
So well said, John. And you know what? Democrats, we believe we are brother's keeper. And we want to put together programs and legislation that can help folks and really improve their lives. So that's what attracted me to be a Democrat at a very young age, fifth grade. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking about driving around to Oro Valley is everybody knows this quote, right? Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. We need to realize, ask not what the county party can do for you or the state party can do for you, ask what we can do for the local party and the state party.
And there's a great many things you can do, everything from envelope stuffing to walking your neighborhood, running as a precinct committee person, or attending many of the events the Democratic Party holds, as well as the Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's really amazing, all the activities that are involved. There's a lady that I know that had moved here from my home state of Kansas who said, well, my husband passed away and I moved out here to retire and I've been really kind of in solitude and lonely and whatever. But she said, I got involved in the Democratic Party and I have about 1,000 new friends. And so I'm not going to promise you 1,000 new friends, but I will promise you many new friends if you join the Democratic Party. Thank you so much, Jody, absolutely, for being with us here. And it's going to be a great event to hear Benny White this Monday. Thanks.
Great.
All right, good to talk with you.
Jayhawks.
Yeah, I really have a struggle today, I'm sorry to say. But thank you so much. Joe D., the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this previous message. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Joe D., President of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, with a warm invitation to join our group. We stand for the democratic values of diversity, inclusion, and empowerment. We offer timely weekly programs with speakers from politics and government. We offer a monthly happy hour. All this for only $20 a year. Just search the Democrats of Greater Tucson and join today.
According to my calculations, this must be the place. Are you the proprietor?
Yeah, I run the place.
Are you perfection?
You just blasted a hole in my building. Hey, don't I know you? You're Marvin.
I need a new horizontal situation indicator for my 2023 Martian Maggot.
Let's see, I've got one in stock.
And do you have an Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator?
No. That could destroy the Earth, right?
Correct. Mine does not seem to be working.
Well, that's a good thing. We don't need any more help with that. We'll fix your repair problem. Your Martian Maggot is ready for takeoff.
Do you accept uranium?
Yeah, it's as good as gold.